Good morning, good afternoon. Welcome to the bet slip 26th of August. Let's do the betting info first. Right, I've got a horse in the 315 at Cartmel, Nietzsche, win bet. Half decent word for that. So Nietzsche in the 315 at Cartmel. I have got a trade on the horses. In the 5:30 at Chepstow, Cinderella in the 5:30 at Chepstow. Football wise, I've got 2 over 1.5, so just letting the game start. 15-20 minutes if it's 0-0, backing these over the next 10 or 15 minutes. In Poland, Pogan Szczecin against Wisla Plock at 5 o'clock, and in Sweden, in the Allsvenskan, Gothenburg versus Kalmar. So both those over 1.5. So that is that. The last 24 hours have just been a disaster. I mean, my football trading had a bad day yesterday. And then obviously I didn't do the afternoon evening because I went to the Spurs game, and that was just a calamity. No disrespect to Newcastle. I mean, Newcastle are a fantastic football club. Fans love it when they come down, great. But they're one of the poorest setups I've seen in the Premier League. And, well, we could have played for another 2 days and we wouldn't have scored. We were absolutely useless. And we've been useless for a long time. You know, it's... I did give a stay of execution because we got to a Champions League final, but... you know, I talked to Suggsy and he thinks that all is good because we got top four in a Champions League final, and that's your objective. We've got top four last 2 years, more on other people's failures as opposed to our ability. I mean, Arsenal just tripping over themselves to give it to us last season. United obviously have been in turmoil for 2 or 3 years now. And our, you know, we lost 13 games last season. We got 15 points less than we got the 2 years before. And we're just poor. I just think we're poor. Four Premier League games out of the last 15. I mean, it's sort of 13th, 14th, 15th place form. And I just don't get everybody's loving. I don't get people's loving with Poch. I don't get people's loving with Harry Winks, who I think is bang average. I don't get why, you know, if Poch is not playing Ericsson, if he's not part of the thing, don't play him against City and bring him on, get rid of him altogether. If he is at the club, even if he's going, play him, play your best players. You don't see teams like Liverpool not playing their best players. And Vertonghen, another one, how can you play? I mean, the other guy's useless. I mean, we haven't got a back four, we got a back two, and unfortunately the two decent ones, Rose and Alderweireld, aren't comfortable playing alongside Sanchez and Walker-Peters. Walker-Peters wouldn't get in a Championship side. You know, you sell Trippier, who I wasn't a fan of, but when we sold him, I thought, well, I will be buying somebody. We've stuck a bloke in who should be in League One. He's dreadful. He is dreadful. And it is this thing, I get give Yoth a chance, and oh, Harry Winks is a Spurs boy. He's from, we had all that with Bentaleb and Mason. It was proven they weren't good enough. Yeah, so I think it's going to be a long, long season. I tell you, the Gooners are going to absolutely batter us at the weekend. I'm telling you that now. I know I make these big predictions. We are garbage, and we've been garbage for a good 12 months. And yeah, we got to a Champions League final. These things happen, you know, but for an Aguero here, we may not have done. And a bit of Mora magic at the end. But we did get there, full credit. Didn't, you know, again, didn't win it. Didn't look like winning it. Wouldn't have played Kane. I thought Poch got that wrong. I just don't get this loving with him all the time. Everybody's saying he's a fantastic coach, brilliant coach. Why is he? What has he won? The club has regressed in the last 2 or 3 years, and we've blamed everything. I mean, he moans all the time now, doesn't he? Blame the stadium. Now it's blaming the upset of this and blame that, and tries to make out he's got no responsibility for any of it. I'm fairly sure that when players are bought and sold, he is consulted on it. I don't obviously have 100% because I'm not involved, but I would be very surprised if he's not. But yeah, no, not for me. It was absolutely dreadful. The one plus the day did. I mean, I love him to listen to Suggsy's hard work. He's love him to bits, but gee whiz, you know, we had to put him right a couple of times yesterday again. But I met an FTS member, Scott Blaber. Lovely, lovely man, Scott. You're absolute top. Really enjoyed meeting you. Scott is a professional real tennis player. You don't meet many of them in your life. But absolute top man. I hope you had a good day, Scott. We had Ryan, who's our new website guy. We've got some big website changes coming probably in the international break. And our lad Ryan's been doing that. Again, absolute diamond lad, Ryan. Lovely, really like him. Lovely lad. And Ryan, I think, is a bit, well, I know he's a bit jaded today because I've texted him. Got himself in a bit of a mess. Bless him. But he had a, hope you had a good day, Ryan. And then I had two friends from the old Jockland. Well, they're not friends, actually. It was doing a mate a favour who's involved in the racing. One of these guys is in the racing and he's a mad Spurs fan. He'd been on about getting tickets. So I took them. They left Inverness at about 4:30 yesterday morning to get to the game. And what a disappointment, yeah. And they both know a bit about football. One of them had played in the cup against Rangers. You know, you got Suggsy there talking about Potter's Bar, winning the Potter's Bar, flipping Mickey Mouse nonsense cup, and a guy we went out for something to eat, guy at the tables, played against Rangers. But both, again, for Jocks in particular, lovely. I love Jocks. I'm only joking. Lovely, lovely guys. Really enjoyed their company. We had all in a good day. And my boy came, which I was really pleased about because that's something he would normally have stayed away with the way he's been. But he came and had his first visit to the stadium. None of them are going again because they're all jinxes. But yeah, we were just poor, wasn't it? Just awful. Absolutely desperate to watch it is that slow sideways garbage football. Right, today there'll be maybe a bit of trading later on. There's not a massive amount about. We got a bit of Sweden, we got a bit of Denmark. Yeah, but there's not much. The FTS pontoon, I mean, if my day couldn't get any worse, the FTS pontoon's been won. And it's flipping high, Art. Our good friend Art. Well done, Arthur. Pleased for you, well done, son. Amazing. Yeah, see, City, if that Jesus goal, Jesus, Jesus, what's his flipping name, goal is given, he qualifies. He doesn't win it, but there you go. No, well done, Art. I will sort you out a prize tomorrow, son. I think people want to go again. I'm going to have a look at it because putting it down last time was a flipping nightmare, but somebody has sent me a suggestion, so I'm going to speak to my man Ryan and see if we can get implemented a better way to get the teams into the sheet. And let people can change their teams if they like. If they feel they've made a mistake, you can keep them, but we'll set that up over the course of this week. I'll get that done. I've got a bit more time now. Yeah, that's it, isn't it? Nothing else. There really isn't anything else. Is there anything else? No. No, just desperately, just they ruined my life. That football team just ruined my life. I'll get the trading back on track today. We'll have a good day. And I will, yes, I'll got your horses, got the football, everything's done. I will be back with you tomorrow morning. Have a lovely bank holiday. See, it don't mean anything to me because I don't. I didn't even know it was one till this morning. But have a lovely bank holiday. And as I say, Scotty and Ryan, I hope you had a good day yesterday. But the rest of you, enjoy yourselves.